The national posted price on peanuts stayed the same this week, $424.74 per ton for runner-type peanuts. The shell market price has moved up a penny to $47.48 a pound, as peanuts in the field are suffering as dryland peanuts. Peanut prices have not improved much now, as farmers are having to apply lots more water on the irrigated peanuts to get to the finish line, and it looks like no relief in sight. Ag Statistics Service published the marketing years through July 31, and they said that the 2013 average price of peanuts was .249. That's $498 per ton, and that is above the $495 per ton that would have triggered a countercyclical payment from last year. So it appears there will not be a payment last year based on the 2013 crop. The average price for peanuts in 2012 was .301, or $602 per ton. The new program will go into effect next year when the new Farm Bill regulations are released. The new reference price is $535 per ton, and if all peanuts do not average $535, the base owners could receive a payment on 85% of their peanut base. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.